Hello everyone, welcome. Thank you for joining us on this day's prayer experience. Forgive us for our slight delay to some slight technical issues. Please share this video with friends, family, and across the social media platforms. Let us join and be a part of this global move and arising of prayer across the nations. Please subscribe to the Daily Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. Let us build that army of lovers of God and prayer lovers. Connect with us live also on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. So let us move now. And also, please, take a note of this prayer experience hotline number. There is always a time that you'll need someone to come into agreement with you in a place of prayer. And someone will pick up that phone and pray with you. Let us move now into a time of thanksgiving. And we're praying through Psalm 92. 1 and 2. And it reads, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. So let us now give thanks for that eternal love of God, the faithfulness of Lord God towards us, the Most High God that looks over our lives, the Most High that chose us, the Most High God that appointed us, the Most High God that gave us Son, the Most High God that so much desired that we could come in communion and relationship with Him. He sacrificed that Son. He gave Him willingly to die upon the cross that we may have life and life more abundantly in His Son, Christ Jesus. Let us open up our hearts this day. Let us open up our hearts with a song of praise, with a rejoicing in our spirit. Let us open up the spirit within us, that out of which rivers of living water will flow. Let us rejoice in the one that created us, the one that made us, the one that formed us, the one that delivered us, one that gave us Savior, a Savior of the world, the light of the world, the risen King, the anointed one, the Messiah, Christ Jesus. So thank you, O Lord God, that we have been called by you today. You have called us by name. We thank you that your faithfulness is without end. We thank you for the goodness and the mercy of you, my Lord God, to us. We thank you for a love that is beyond expression, a love that is beyond, O Lord, all our own understanding, Lord. A love that gave us life, a love that gave us a Son, a love that gave us a Lord, a love that gave us a King, and a love that took us from death to life and life everlasting. Thank you, Lord. We hand over this time of prayer to seek your face, to stand in the gap over the church, to stand in the gap of the nations, to seek the healing power and touch of you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, sweet, sweet Spirit of the living God, come and have your way. Holy Spirit, come and rest upon the beloved. Holy Spirit, guide us under the leadership and the fellowship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the most precious, mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let us move now to the inspired word. And it's love which ignites passion, and passion which creates a fire. And that fire is the fire of the Holy Spirit. And it's a scripture we all know so, so well. From John 3:16, from the King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What love is this? What love is this that gave us life and a Son, that gave us liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus? Also, I'm reading from Luke 22:42 from the Amplified Version. And this is Jesus in the height of the passion of Christ, the suffering and the passion that gave death, that gave suffering, that gave a willingness to give his life to the point of death upon a cross. And it reads, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup of divine wrath from me. Yet not my will, but always yours be done. This is a love so divine, so powerful, so pure. That Jesus, at the most height of his weakness in the man, as man Christ, as man Jesus, that bowed his knee before the Father because he knew what he was about to do. He knew the sin, the pain, the judgment, the wrath of God that was going to be placed upon himself. And he was willingly, willingly giving himself over to the Father. Lord, we may have cried for some relief. He may have cried for some comfort. Still, he said yes to his Father because he just so longed to please his Father to come. This is why he had come. This is why he had become as the humble servant king. The Lord, the greatest victory would be accomplished at the cross. And he said yes to the Father. He said yes to the Father. It is love that chose us. It's love that found us. It's love that gave us a son. It's love. That love birthed within us. That love that gives us an endless longing and pursuit and desire to grow in the knowledge of God. A love that is willing to give all. A love that is willing to sacrifice all. A love that is willing to love those that even hate us. A love that is willing to bear the suffering of Christ and give rejoicing in this. But we need to pursue this love. We need to seek this love. We need to spend time with the Father. We need to grow in the knowledge of Jesus. We need to come into partnership and in relationship with the Holy Spirit. We're here because he has chosen us to be a representation of Christ, as ambassadors for Christ. The more that we pursue him, the more we'll find him. The more that we will find him, the more that we will discover him. The more we will discover, we'll grow in the knowledge of God. The more that love increases within us, the more the love of God becomes enthroned in the fullness of mind, body, and spirit. The more we delve deeper into the Word, the more we see and the Lord reveals himself through the Holy Blessed Spirit. And we have a helper the Lord has given us, the helper which is the Holy Spirit, that very fire, the very consuming fire of God, that consuming fire, the holiness of God that will burn away all wickedness, all darkness and sin within us. So let us pursue this. Let us seek this. The more that this love expands, the more that we can love and show the fullness of the expression of the love of God, the more that we will see this, the more we will see life change around us. It is not us that receive the honor. It is not us that receive the glory. It is because of the Father's love within us. It is because of the light of the world that will shine forth out of us. So let us stop now. Let us stop now and give a moment of reflection. The God of love that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he, whoever believeth him, should have everlasting life, that we shall not perish. We have an eternal home. We have a place, a resting place in paradise, and from paradise in the new heaven, in the new earth. We have a hope of his promises. We have a hope of that we can continually come before the Father in communion and fellowship. We can go beyond the veil. We can enter into the most holy place because there's precious sacrificial blood of Jesus has made a way for us. So let us reflect. Let us just stop and pause before we now move and shift into a time of praying over the church, praying over the nations, to be used by God in this very moment as we seek the help of the Holy Spirit to guide us, to direct us, that not our will be done, but his will be done, that through this, there'll be a willingness to sacrifice, there'll be a willingness to obey, there will be a willingness to submit, there'll be a willingness to surrender. We will give it all for the sake of Christ. We will give it all for one another, our very own brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ. A love that is willing to give a life for another. Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us for that lack of love, Lord. Lord, it is your love that created all. It's your love that spoke life into us. It's your love that gave us son. It was your love that was your very good pleasure, Father God, to see the wrath of you God placed upon your son, that we did not have to come upon that wrath, that we are no longer cursed. We are the blessed of the Lord because the curse was placed upon a tree. So, Lord, we are here now. Guide us into this next time as we come to pray. Pour out your grace in this very moment, the very spirit of you, God, the very spirit of prayer and supplication. Let the heart of you, my heavenly Father, our heavenly Father, let us know your heart. Guide us and direct us in the place of prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So now we move to pray for the church. And the first scripture I'm using is Revelation 2:4 from the Amplified Version. And we're going to pray for a first love. The first love that is above all. It's above all. It's above all. It desires all. It longs for all. And it reads, but I have this charge against you, that you have left your love, your first love. You have lost the depth of love that you first had for me. Let us pray for a greater revelation and knowledge of the love of God, that through this we will give all. My Lord, my God, my Father in heaven, our Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord God, that we can come to stand in the gap of the body of Christ. Lord, have mercy upon us for that lack of love, that lack of desire, that lacking of longing to even seek your face, to even pray. Forgive us, oh Lord God, when our love has been tainted, our love has been impure, our love has been selfish, Lord. Lord, I pray in your mercy because of the goodness and the mercy of you, my Lord God, because of the love that so longs and desires for the establishment of your kingdom across the earth. That every knee shall bow before you, that your church will arise to be known as a people of love, that we will stand apart, we will stand separated, Lord God, that the heavens shall open, Lord, Lord, that it'll be unlocking of hearts and minds, that it'll be a time and a season of encounter, Lord, the holy visitation with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, oh Lord, I repent for the state the lack of love in your church, Lord God. I repent of my own selfish love, Lord. I repent, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord. Let the power in the blood speak a better word on our behalf. Release the blood over your church that will deliver us from this, Lord God. And that out of this, our hearts shall be opened. Our hearts shall be filled. And we will show and express the fullness of your love. That Jesus, you will be above all. Jesus, you will be the center of it all. Jesus, you will be through it all. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us move now to pray for a revelation of the importance of prayer. And I'm praying through Ephesians 6:18. It says, praying with all prayers, with all desires, always in the spirit, and be watching with him in prayer every moment as you pray constantly, constantly, and making supplication for all the saints, for the holy ones. This is the command of our Father in heaven, to be watchful, that we pray with him. In unison, in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we come before you now. We come before you now and we seek, Lord God, a stirring within our souls, an awakening within our souls, Lord God. Show us, Lord God, we can do nothing. We can do nothing without your grace. We can do nothing without your spirit, Lord God. Give us an openness, a longing, a desire to, Lord God, to pray and stand in the gap over our own brothers and sisters, over the nations. Forgive us, Lord God, when we have judged man. Forgive us when we have judged one another, Lord God. Lord, root out these roots within us, Lord God. Root out these roots of wickedness, Lord God, and let your light shine into the darkest, most areas of our soul, oh God, that it will be your light that radiates out of us. It will be the light of your glory that shines forth out of us. Lord, come, oh Lord, rise up your church to climb upon the watchtowers, Lord God, with just a longing to run into the secret place, to pray without ceasing, to pray without ending, Lord, because, Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you, that the heavens shall be open, that your spirit shall fall, that we will see that harvest of souls. We shall see that arising of soul, arising of your church, Lord God. So come, O Lord, awaken your church in the place of prayer, the effective prayers of the righteous servants of God that you have appointed, Lord God, that it will be a willingness and a longing desire to gather together, to gather together in fellowship, to pray together of one mind, of one accord, of one spirit under heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the goodness and the mercy of you, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Let us move now to pray over the nations. And we're praying for the healing and the renewal and the restoration of the nations. And I'm praying through 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it starts with us as it reads, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal the land." It is the healing of the land that we are praying for. It is us as a church, as a global church, in each and every one of our nations, will humble ourselves before the Lord and pray that the land may be healed, the land may be restored, it become prosperous nations ruled under the righteousness of God. So, Lord, we come before you, O Lord. We come with fear and trembling before you, Lord. And we ask for your merciful hand of forgiveness. The Lord God, that every work of wickedness, every roots of darkness that have infiltrated your church, as we, your people, we, your chosen, we, your royal priest, to come before you. And we say, Lord, we cry out for your mercy. We cry out for your intervention, Lord God. Lord, let there be a cleansing and a healing of the land, a turning of hearts to the Father, an opening of the blind eyes, that we will see the church doors open, that we will see your beloved step out into the streets, into the community, Lord, that it will be a powerful move of your holy, blessed Spirit, Lord God, that no longer these nations shall be called desolate, but they will be restored, that it will be renewed. There will be a prosperous people ruled on the righteousness hand of you, my God. Lord, come, O Lord, come in the power of your glory, in the power of your Holy Spirit. Sweep away every work of wickedness. Sweep away every work of wickedness. Lord, by your mighty sword, by your mighty hand, break the powers of darkness, Lord, that the territorial spirits that have been assigned over cities and nations will be broken. Lord, that every root of evil hidden in the darkest places shall be brought into the light, O Lord, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Your light shall shine forth. This land will flourish. This land will grow. This land will prosper, I prophesy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you for the grace that is flowing. Thank you for the leading of your holy, blessed Spirit, Lord. Thank you for hearing us. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that every time that we pray, the very bowls of incense in your throne room are being filled with the prayers of the saints. And I read now from Revelation 5:8 from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the four elders fell down before the Lamb." Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. "And the 24 elders fell down before the Lord with a harp in their hand. And the golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, were poured out." They were poured out. This is what we seek. Father, so let us pray together now. It is the prayers of old. For over 2,000 years, the prayers of the saints have gone up before the Lord. A sweet, sweet Savior, a sweet, sweet aroma. The forefathers of faith that cried out, that prophesied over the land. Father God, we come before you, Lord God. We pray for an outpouring of these prayers, Lord God. Empty the incense bowls of prayer, that a heaven shall open, that we will see the blessed answer of prayer, Lord God. We will see, Lord, the bowls emptied out, Lord God. The prayers of old, the prayers of the present, and the prayers of the future, Lord God. Because you are Alpha, you are Omega. Meager. You are the beginning and the end, Lord God. Open up the heavens and pour out, Lord God. Let there be a river of prayer flowing, a river of the prayers of the saints of old, Lord God. Let the saints of old receive the answers of these prayers, Lord God. They will receive the toiling and the laboring over the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, Lord God. We will see the results of these prayers, and we will bow our knees before you and worship, oh Lord. We will worship the Most High. We will worship the Elohim. We will worship the Father in heaven. And all will see your power and glory, I cry in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's move now. We're going to move now into a time of praying for healing. As we've been praying through the week, see a rising of testimonies for even those that on this very platform that are still in sickness, infirmity. We've seen the start of the move of the Holy Spirit. It really gives the freedom in the Holy Spirit. There is a healing there. There's a healing anointing there. Let us stand in faith now. Let us stand in faith. Let's enter into this time giving thanks, because faith is a gift from God. It is a gift of God. It is a spiritual God. It is faith. We believed in his son. We all have faith. We have all been measured this faith out unto each and every one of us. So, Lord, we come before you, Lord, for all on this platform now. Because your word says, "For as it is written, the prayers of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if any have committed sins, they shall be forgiven." Lord, we stand upon the truth and the power of your word. We combine and exercise our faith, Lord. Lord, as we call upon the name of Jesus, Lord, if there be any sin within us, that you would reveal us to us, Lord God, and you give us the boldness and the courage to confess this, that we may be healed, Lord God. I call upon this promise. I call upon this promise to heal and restore, that the roots of infirmity, the roots of sickness will be uprooted and cast into the fire of your spirit, Lord. Lord, that you will release the heavenly oil, that anointing oil, Lord, the very oil of healing, the very oil of your spirit will flow from the crown of their heads to the tip of their toes, Lord God. The sickness will dissipate. The sickness will disappear. The sickness will be no more, I prophesy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. So, Lord, for all those that hear the sound of my voice, I decree and declare that they shall be healed. The healing of their minds, the dying and the removal of cancer, the removal of multiple sclerosis, the removal of mental illness, the removal of all that is hindering and blocking them to fulfill the plans and the purposes they have for you, Lord. You have for them, Lord. You have for them, Lord. Lord, we seek in faith, we receive, and we believe for the healing of all. We will continue to pray until we see the manifestation of your glory. We thank you in faith and belief as we receive that you have heard us, that you have answered, that because of the Lord that healeth, because of the power of your word, the power of your truth, the power of the cross, that they shall be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us move now into a time of thanksgiving. Let us just give praise and thanksgiving to the Lord God Almighty, the one that has brought the help to us this day, the Lord that is unlocking the heavens, the Lord that is pouring out the prayer, and the love that so first loved it that he gave our only begotten Son, that we are now his begotten servants. We are now his chosen. Oh, so thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus, that all is because of your obedience, because of the sacrifice and the longing of your love to our Father and to mankind. We thank you, Father God, for the birthing, the awakening, the arising, the renewal, the healing, Lord, that it has been released now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sweet, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for praying with us. We appreciate you all. We love you all with the love of the Lord. Let us continue to gather together each and every day at 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. Let us never, never give up that hope that has anchored us beyond every trial, beyond every circumstance of love, the faithfulness of God that keeps us in this place, that grace that is flowing now in this time. Please join us again tomorrow as we gather together at 2 p.m. as Jane Pratt leads us. I am expectant and I stand in faith and belief that the Lord will use Jane mightily. It will be a powerful time of prayer as the Lord brings a fresh inspiration and he will guide us into a time under his presence. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day of fellowship. Have a blessed and beautiful day with the Lord. We thank you and we bless you. Thank you so much. Goodbye, all.
Right.